was a period, again, where I was working so much in LA, every day, every studio, that I really didn't have much of a life bar writing and sitting in one room in a submarine just writing music in the studio. Wonderful, very lucky, but at the same time, quite isolating and and intense, and the pressure was on all the time, you know. As you know, Dale, in the years of the songwriters that time, you're not just a songwriter, you're the promoter, the seller. It's all about relationships, nonstop to break through.
Yeah.
So I got worn out, and I thought, I've got to take a break. And fortunately, I took a break for, which was very unusual for me, for like 2 weeks, and I took a train ride down to the Grand Canyon. And just to really cool out, and I just felt like I was about to implode, and I just needed to get back to being a human. And when I was at that house at the Grand Canyon, I took one of their trips down to the bottom of the canyon where the Havasupai Indians were, and they basically were cut off from the world down there. They just lived their own way, simplicity, and they just climbed up each day on mules to get to the top, bring their supplies down, and it really did me the world of good in saying, I want to, if I do a solo record, I want to get some of the pain and melancholy and spirited stuff that's in me that doesn't always get out in these pop songs. I want to put it into a record. And there was the Indians there called the canyon the House of Stone and Light.
Uh-huh.
And I wrote that title down, and because I was going through my own kind of inner looking at my soul much deeper and going, am I satisfied? Am I a machine? Am I just working? And am I feeling this?
Right.
I brought that title back, and I wrote In the House of Stone and Light about my body, really. I wrote it like, my house, my strength is a stone, and the light is, if I'm going to be positive about any of this stuff and really try and see a better future for myself. So in a way, In the House of Stone and Light became a hymn for me. I'm talking more about, you know, healing and getting fresh again with simplicity.